Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. How is everyone this morning out there in Radio Land? We're glad to have you here with us once again, as we do each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. in the morning from the cozy little room in the corner of the old historic Clay County Courthouse. We've got the fireplace going. It's not going very strong right now, but it's fairly warm in here, and it's not real warm outside. We missed the snow again last night, but we'll get us one here maybe about 1st of July sometime or other. It looks like winter's going. But it's a pleasure to be here, and of course, we'd like to thank the folks that make it possible for us to be here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and that is the three-star folks over and the folks over at the chamber. And we've actually got a representative from three-star here this morning. Dr. Doug Young's going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about, there's no telling where we'll wander off to while we're here this morning. I know we're going to do a little history of the three-star and some of the accomplishments that it's made here in our downtown Salina area, and some of the things we're looking forward to be doing here in the future. But right now, like I said, we thank everyone that helps make this possible, all of our sponsors. And if you'd like to be a sponsor on the program, you know, give them a call up at the main station, and they'll fix it right up for you. I think they've got a special deal. And remind everyone that we do have our birthday and anniversary club each Thursday morning, where we give away a birthday cake from over at the Dairy Queen. And we'll be doing that here just in a little bit. And let's see. I don't know what we've got. We'll talk a little bit about basketball this morning. We want to talk, some of the other things going on here. But with that, let's take a little short break, collect all of our thoughts, and we'll be back here just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Back, everyone. Once again, it's a pleasure being here this morning. And we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial each Thursday morning here. And this, of course, will be rebroadcasted, I guess, back on regular time basis tonight at 6 o'clock. And it's streamed on the Delahalla Horizon website. But before we get to Dr. Young, he and I both are old former history teachers. So I did a little thing here today on our Today in History. We might just go through that, Dr. Young, if you'd like to.
Very good.
I know that there's some things on here that kind of, we might even wander off on a couple of them.
We live some of that, I guess.
Well, yeah, we're going from 1813. Beginning, I kind of thought this was kind of neat, you know, with the big worldwide scare that's going on now. In 1813, the first federal vaccination legislation was enacted by the United States Congress. And I thought,
that's,
you know,
surprising.
With the thing going on, I don't know what the disease, it may have been, there's no telling what the disease was and that they were trying to counteract.
Probably smallpox.
It could have been. And then also in that year, Congress authorized the use of steamboats to transport the mail. So, you know, I thought those were kind of neat things. I guess, of course, that we were still going to use the Pony Express to take it from steamboat to the coast, weren't we? So we don't have a waterway across the country all the way to California. And also this week, something that is still going on fairly strong, and I guess if you've never been down there, you might ought to go down there at least one time in your life to see this celebration. That is the Mardi Gras celebration down in New Orleans.
Been there once.
I think that's a 24-hour, 7-day celebration down there. And I thought this was kind of neat. I'm thinking it may be the same one that we're all familiar with before, and that is in 1883, Oscar Hammerstein patented the first cigar rolling machine. Now, does the name Oscar Hammerstein seem kind of familiar to you?
Sounds like the atomic bomb guy.
No, that Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yeah.
You know, I thought, you know, if that's the same guy, you know, he apparently did more than play the piano. So I thought that name was kind of neat in there. And this one here is kind of an anomaly, I guess, in American history. Probably one of the best U.S. Commerce Secretaries we ever had. In 1922, he convened the first national radio conference. And, of course, that was Herbert Hoover, who probably may have been the most prepared president to take the job before he got it, who got stuck with being probably the worst president that we've ever had because of the what happened to the economy after he became president. And then after the war, Mr. Hoover was appointed, I think, maybe to rebuild Europe, wasn't he? Help rebuild Europe. So he had a brilliant economic mind, but apparently he wasn't a real good politician. I know we're all familiar with terms like Hoover hogs. And if a rabbit went across Clay County in the 20s and 30s, he had to pack his lunch with him. So, I mean, you know, it was during the time of the Great Depression that he was president.
Had to send General MacArthur in and break up the veterans camp
right.
in Washington.
Right. That really caused him.
Oh, that killed him.
Big time. And I know that, like I said, he's one of those guys that was probably at the correct time would be probably one of the most beloved and most successful presidents we've ever had. And then in 1922, the United States Supreme Court unanimously held up the right for women to vote. We had to take it all the way to the Supreme Court to make sure that it was legal, and in 22 they decided that.
And where did they decide it?
Where was it decided?
Yeah.
In the
last state to ratify the amendment was?
In Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And this one, I thought we might talk about this one for a few minutes. If this had happened maybe 10 years earlier, there would probably have been a tremendous change in history in this building and in Clay County and lots of different things. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified, limiting presidents of the United States to two terms. Now, that hits close to home, doesn't it, Dr. Young? I think you might want to tell a little story about this.
Okay. I have a newspaper clipping out of the Cookeville Herald Citizen that talks about the announcement for the presidency of the United States event that was going to occur in Clay County next week, according to the article. And the person announcement that he was running for president was Cordell Hull. And the governor of the state of Tennessee, the senators from Tennessee, and even the governor from Kentucky, all were coming to Salina for that announcement. However, it didn't occur. And why didn't it occur?
Because President Roosevelt decided there wasn't any such thing as term limit. It was only a tradition started by our first president, who was elected for two terms and said, that's long enough for any man to be president of this country, and went to the farm, didn't he?
So that one decision, look at the effect that that's had on our community. Had we had a president who came from this community, this whole area would have been changed vastly. We have learned that something else that Cordell Hull did, he knew that they had to find a place for the Manhattan Project. Even Cordell Hull, Franklin Roosevelt didn't know that, but the Secretary of State did. They couldn't trust Franklin either. He'd have been forced to talk about it at a fireside chat or something, but they looked for a place to have it, and Cordell had picked Allens, Tennessee, as the place to be what eventually became Oak Ridge. And he went to Speaker Rayburn from Texas, and Speaker Rayburn said, well, I'll get you the money to do that project with, but I've got some kin folks up in Anderson County, and I want you to build it in Anderson County. And, of course, Cordell had to go along with it, and that became Oak Ridge.
And I think the actual territory was maybe supposed to run from the Allens all the way over in the edge of Clay County, over the Hillham area, over in there.
Yes.
And if you notice, when you're driving down the road now, you will see that there are the little pathway signs up announcing that that's part of the Secret City Tour out through Hillham, and I guess it may even run down through Baptist Ridge in that way. It's one of the little highway designations that it is part of the Secret City, which, of course, was the building of the atomic bomb. And also, I noticed a thing in one of the, when I did, a newspaper.com search, where Cordell Hull was organizing a group of his Rough Riders for the Spanish-American War. And he organized a group here in Clay County. And I don't know how many of them made it on down for actual active service, but they were talking about leaving with Colonel Hull, and what a great leader he was, and they were ready to follow him to wherever he took them.
We really don't recognize what an accomplishment that was. He served as Secretary of State longer than anybody before him or after him, and was just respected by everyone. Had he been able to run in 1940 for the presidency, he would have been elected.
Yes, he would. And like I said, we can only imagine the change. And if this courthouse is now designated as Cordell Hull's first courthouse. Okay, now, looking on down, I kind of like this. We're right in the middle of the NBA season. We're all the time talking about the big teams we've got now, the big scoring machines and everything. But in 1959... Boston Celtic, Bob Cousy, set an NBA record with 28 assists in a basketball game against the Minneapolis Lakers, and the Celtics scored 173 points that night. And that is the same team now that's known as the Los Angeles Lakers. So sometimes when you hear about the grudges between these two teams, it went all the way back from the beginning of this league. And then another little thing I caught here in 1986... this is something that's familiar to all of us based on about the past month and a half or so on TV things. But in 86, the United States Senate decided to allow some of its debates to be televised on a trial basis. And now, just about everything, every debate, every discussion they have is either on CNN or the two channels that they have on satellite.
Don't know whether it's good or bad either, Thomas.
No, I mean, it's kind of hard to make a good backdoor deal now,
yep.
Isn't it? You know, and of course, you know, we're at the point now, I guess, suspicious and suspicious minds. And, you know, I guess it actually boils down to the fact that a lot of our regular citizens don't trust government anymore. And some of it may be well-founded, but, you know, sometimes those deals had to be made. You know, the things like the Yalta Conference and things like that.
We couldn't. If Cordell couldn't tell people that we were doing the Manhattan Project, could not, and could not tell anybody where it was.
You know, and sometimes if you go back and look at some of the films of the island hopping in World War II, if you could just imagine, and of course on D-Day, if you can imagine if CNN had live cameras there on the beach when we were sending thousands and thousands of young men to climb the bluffs, that knowing that four out of every 10 would be the only ones that would make it to the top of that bluff. You know, if we were beaming that back to this country, you know, what would it have been like, you know, for our people back here to actually see what was going on over there? You know, I think we'd have had a tough time. We probably had a tough time winning that war because it really was a war of attrition when it finally wound down with things like the island hopping and, you know, the conquest. And then that makes us realize even more today that, you know, about the decision with the atomic bomb. There was, if you looked at a little island, not much bigger than, I don't know, just any little island in a river here that would have thousands of Japanese soldiers on there, if you could imagine then attacking the islands of Japan and having to go over every square foot of it and really use flamethrowers, bombs, or whatever to bring them out of the ground. That the attrition there would have been tremendous on both sides.
Well, if Hitler had not gone into Poland in 1939, had he waited, his scientists were way ahead of us. His scientists were, well, Wernher von Braun became our NASA guy. We stole him away after the war was over, but he was developing rockets for Nazi Germany. And then they were on their way to find the atomic bomb. By 1945, Germany would have had jet propulsion. They would have had the atomic bomb, and they would have had, we don't know how far Wernher von Braun would have taken rockets. Rockets would probably have been able to deliver the atomic weapons all the way to the continental United States. So we were just very fortunate that even though we lost life after life after life, we preserved our way of life.
Absolutely. Well, this has been History 502 this morning for a few minutes, but you know, I saw these things, and we sit and have these discussions sometimes for much longer than this, but I think we probably need to take a little bit of break, and we'll come back and do some actual business here just in a minute on the three-star program and some of the things that's going on here in the county with that program. And we've got to get off on a big birthday that's coming up here in Clay County here in June. We'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Doug Young's here with us this morning, and we're going to be doing a little bit of three-star talking here in a few minutes. But before that, we'd like to do a big shout-out to our Clay County High School boys basketball team that won the district championship over at Livingston the other night. And looking back, since 1941, when Salina High School won its first district championship, this made the 26th district championship that our Clay County High School and Salina High School have won, which was I never thought about sticking those numbers all together, but that's quite a few district championships that our school has won here. And we'd like to do a big shout-out for those young men this year, and also a shout-out to our girls' team this year who suffered the misfortune of getting beat in a elimination round this year. But both teams had a tremendous year this year. And a little bit later on when we kind of get toward the end, maybe after the state – the state championship, we'll try to get our boys basketball team up here to a little rundown on the team. And they'll be playing a basketball game at Clay County High School this Friday, Saturday night. I'll get all this straight in a minute. Saturday night at 7 o'clock. You know, normal time for the last little bit have been at 6 o'clock, but this is a single game. It'll be at 7 o'clock. And then if we win that one, we move back over to Livingston for the regional tournament. So that's a little bit of a note on that. Well, good morning now again.
All right, I think you're wanting me to talk about the history of the three-star program a little bit this morning, Thomas. And the history of the three-star program goes way back to almost 40 years ago when Lamar Alexander was governor. And for whatever reason, Clay County wasn't a part of that program for almost the first 30 years. And then Mayor Reagan and Ray Norris talked to me, and they talked to Diana Donaldson and asked if we'd do the application and see if we could become a part of Three Star. And so we tied into it, and it was a tremendous task. We thought it'd just be some paperwork, and it turned into days, and it turned into weeks, and eventually months getting that application ready. But at that particular time, it hadn't evolved to where it is today. At that time, it was all about if you're going to be a three-star county, you're going to have to be doing what a county ought to be doing anyway. And they had a carrot. If you became a three-star county, you got a reduction on your CBDG grants and your fast-track grants and some of the grants that you were coming that have matches. You got a percentage off of the match. And then they got to the point that some of these grants that the state was handing out, you couldn't apply for them unless you were a three-star county. So we got that designation in 2009. And so now we've been at it, I guess this is about our 11th year, and still going strong. We operate with volunteers, and we recognized in the very beginning that we were pretty short-staffed to get a lot of different projects going in Three Star, where Three Star was heading the project up all the way through. And so we tried to become a catalyst to try to recruit volunteers who had some time that they could volunteer and provide leadership to these projects, like for instance, the Moonshine Days. We were able to recruit Susan Burnett and Roger Roberts, and boy, did they ever recruit a team that put on a really good start for an annual event that's still going on today. And that's something we try to look at when we develop something. We want to find something that has some sustainability, so it'll be around not just for 1 year, but continue on from that point on. And Thomas, one of our first projects that we had was to recruit Thomas Watson to do a radio show from the courthouse, and to recruit Thomas Watson to become the curator. I know you and I went down to the county commission meeting one night, and they appointed you as the curator of the courthouse, and that's been a lot of years ago now.
Yes, it has.
And you've got a lot of radio shows behind you since that time. And we, you know, for a while there, we did video recordings. And that's going to be interesting 50 years from now to go back and look at some of those folks coming on there who have long since been dead and gone, and you'll see them in action talking about their passion, talking about whatever they were talking about on the radio show that day. One of our other first projects was the downtown program. We found out that there was a grant that could be used to help the business owners in downtown Salina improve the outside of their buildings, the exterior facade of their buildings, and at that time it was a 50-50 match. It has since become a 75-25 match, and with the grant providing 75% of the money.
Okay, now there's been a little bit of a change there, hadn't there? I mean, the 50-50, was that during the time when the person that got the grant could provide in kind for part of that 50-50?
Still can provide in kind.
Okay.
With the 25.
Okay.
And so some of them that were actually doing their own work were able to work on their buildings and get the grant to do all of it. And you know, some people look at our downtown area, Thomas, I think you and I may have talked about this before, and they think that golly, it just looks awful downtown. Well, when I get time, I'm going to go back and look at all those pictures of how it looked when we started this downtown program 10 years ago.
Okay, now let me you explain something there, too, that a lot of folks don't understand. The word that you used there was downtown.
Right.
And that has been, I guess we call it a godsend in some ways, but it's also been the devil's advocate in other ways. And won't you explain just exactly what that downtown meant?
Well, the original purpose of this downtown was to go into places like Livingston that had architecturally significant buildings and help them get business back to the downtown area. And we looked at Salina and with the fact that we started building downtown Salina in about 1929, about the time the Depression hit. And those guys couldn't build those big fancy buildings like they built in some of these towns. So they built them pretty much on the cheap. So we didn't have these fancy buildings. And then we have been stricken in Salina with several block fires, I'll call them, where almost a whole block was. The west side of the square is gone. Hunley's is gone. Behind us here on the east side of the square, all that was burned at one time. So we've had lots of fires to wipe us out. So we're not what we used to be.
Okay, now, let's stop just a second right there. We're about halfway through the show here this morning, and it's time to do our birthday announcement, and then we take a little short break and come back, because I know there's a whole bunch of discussion in and around what we just started here. But the birthday this week, remind everyone that to call 243-5574 and speak slowly and clearly into our answering machine to get your name on the list to receive one of these birthday cakes here. And on our list today are Miss Sharon Hammond, who celebrated a birthday on the 23rd of this week, and also celebrating a birthday this week, Mr. Ricky Short, and Mr. Wayne Taylor, retired bus driver from the Clay County School Systems, that was a bus driver for a number of years. And then over at the Clay County Rehabilitation Center, Mr. Delmer Jenkins is celebrating a birthday this week. And then also Mr. William McLaren's grandson, Jeffrey McLaren, is celebrating a birthday this week. He's not hardly 100 yet, though. But all those folks are celebrating a birthday this week. And then at the end of the show, we'll use our highly non-computerized intelligent system to come up with a winner for today's birthday cake. And you can pick up a gift card over at the chamber and take that over to Dairy Queen and trade it in for your cake. And with that, let's take a little bit short break, and we're going to come back and we're going to pretend like we hadn't stopped talking when we get back. We'll be just right back. And, you know, we are probably, we're kind of like Brazil when they decided to build their capital inside the middle of the country. I mean, we're probably the only town around that actually moved.
Yeah, yeah. And that should have given us the advantage if the economy was like it was in the roaring 20s.
Somebody could have had a city planner. And
well, they did plan it, but they planned it for the 1800s instead of what might. Look at the street in Monterey, that wide, and then our streets are like that. But
well,
now, we've always tried to do things kind of on the cheap, because we don't have a lot of land in Clay County that's usable. I have a feeling Walmart really took a serious look at us, because we're 20 miles from everything here, but they couldn't find a place to build it. And today, you couldn't find a place to build it.
Build it on our best farmland.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yes.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tweety, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we were talking about the city of Salina here, and you know there's a couple of things that we have talked about before, and one of the things is this building was completed in 1873. There wasn't anything here but this building at that time. And, you know, I guess, I don't know what it might have looked like then. I'm sure they cleared out a little spot here and built this building and had, from some of the old pictures we've seen, places to park your wagons and stuff. They even had a fence around here, I guess, to keep the cattle off of the courthouse yard here. But this was the only building up here at that time, wasn't it?
I believe Mr. Green designed the first downtown Salina. There are streets, I've seen a map somewhere with the streets laid out much as they are today. But he laid it out like it was an 1800s town and didn't have the vision to see how wide the streets needed to be in the future. So our downtown streets are pretty narrow.
You know, and I know the original town of Salina was down on the banks of the Cumberland, or where the Obre comes in on that area there. And we've talked sometimes about, you know, how the county's divided by the river. And then you know, a little thought hit me one time. I thought, well, you know, maybe when it was down there, the people that were developing and living there, They were considering that the city of Salina would have been maybe on both sides of the river. There'd been one side to serve for the folks that just stopped on that side, and the folks that came in from the other side. You know, which is kind of an interesting thought. But you know, with the big fire down there and the moving of the city away from down on the river, and the bridge became a possibility. And that old bridge, here we go again. That old bridge became a divider for Clay County, didn't it?
And didn't exist for the first 60 years that we were a county.
Right.
So for the first 60 years, you had to ferry across the river.
Or wade across.
Yeah.
And okay, let's get back to
the downtown area. We've been able to touch about 75% of the downtown buildings with a downtown grant. So most of the downtown businesses have taken advantage of that. And we still have some money in the current project. If the people who have not participated in the past wanted to participate, then there's money there for that now. And we wrote the grant proposal this last year to allow us to cover more area. Salina's a really small town. It's about a mile to the east, and about a mile to the south, and less than that to the west and north. And so we're a very compartmentalized town, and so we wrote the grant proposal to allow us to cover more territory. And they approved our grant, but when we got the grant back, they had scoped us out, and they didn't allow us to go up East Lake Avenue, but they did allow us to go up Highway 52, because it was a state highway is what they said. But when this project is over and we get it closed out, then if the state will allow us, we're going to write another grant proposal for all the businesses who haven't been able to participate in this program within the city limits of Salina.
You know, I think maybe we might ought to buy them a compass and give them a map and put down the center of where we're here now, and let's take that compass and move it out to the farthest place we serve now and draw us a circle around it, and that circle become downtown.
Thomas, this last application for the grant we have now, we actually included in the application a map that had East Lake Avenue clearly drawn out and had the names of some of the businesses there. And they still.
And it would fall, it does fall within the circle, most of that, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. And from the get-go, the city of Salina has just been great to work with. In the beginning, we had to do reimbursable grants, and that stressed them sometimes. And now we've got it fixed to where it's not a reimbursable grant, and it's working even better. But we can't say enough good things about all the mayors we work with and the current mayor for helping us with that project.
We know there's something that needs a little bit of explanation there too, Dr. Young. Is these grants? You know, I know we look there, and if Clay County were to get a $1 million grant to do all kinds of upgrades around here, we would be hard-pressed to be able to afford it even at a 90-10 match, wouldn't we?
Well, here's the thing.
Because
here's the thing. We got two problems there. Most of these grants, the downtown grant requires a 25% match, but it can be done by the business owners. The three-star grant does not require a match. But most of our grants require a match. Now, some of these grants you can use in-kind contribution, such as I could write my time off that I used in writing a grant proposal, and that would offset some of the match that we had to do. And then when we actually got into doing that thing, we could write it, like the courthouse. If we were getting a grant for the courthouse, then you could write your time off that you're going to be using to administer that grant. There's lots and lots of grants out there, but they have many of them have a match, and then it takes a lot of effort to administer these grants after you get it. And so we need some volunteers to step forward and provide leadership, and then we'll go after some grants to get more stuff and try to round up the match from somewhere. If we just had somebody step forward and say, hey, I'll do that.
Right, and you know, if we came up, like I said, $1 million grant, and it had a five-year life to it,
mm-hmm.
and right off the bat, Clay County becomes responsible for $1 million,
yeah.
dollars,
yeah.
don't they?
Yeah.
And they have to go borrow that money, right?
Well,
or whatever, or if they've got the rainy day slush fund with $1 million in it, they would use it for that. But most times they would have to negotiate with some bank that, and they're going to charge the county interest on the remaining balance in that grant for the 5-year period of time, which turns into a pretty good chunk of money sometimes, wouldn't it?
And I finally figured out why the state is doing that. On this scope that I talked about earlier, If on one of these grants we spend money accidentally that we weren't supposed to spend, we thought it was in the scope and it was not in the scope, and we go ahead and spend it, well, then they just say, we won't reimburse you for that. Well, we've already spent it. And both the mayors would hang me if I spent money that they didn't get back. And so we've got to be very careful with how we spend that money and stay within that scope. To go on with some of the other projects that we've had in the last few years, we assisted the reading program for K-8 and Hermitage Springs School, and our reading scores are really improving in Clay County. We provided a greenhouse operation for the Clay County High School, and if you've noticed coming into Clay County from on a state highway, it doesn't matter where you come in, you'll find a Welcome to Clay County sign. We were able to get those. I noticed going into so many counties that they had tacky signs or didn't have a sign at all, and we were able to get something that we can be proud of. We at the Chamber of Commerce, we've had some comments about the signs. That shows that you're a progressive community if they can see something like that. We were also able to purchase that marquee that's out there. I had to fight the state a whole bunch on that, and finally used their own documentation to get it. The DOT claims that we have 3,200 cars passing the Chamber of Commerce every day. And that was enough then to get the marquee. And that marquee provides a lot of information. Now, you can't see everything that's on the marquee usually in the short. You have 29 seconds if you're coming from the south to read the marquee. And but you can see some of it, and the next time you're coming through, maybe you can see the rest of it. But I think that's been a big help for us. We worked with the Senior Services Center with Sandra Wicks and that outfit. We got them a 75-inch TV set and a portable wall. Now, that didn't seem to be very important, but when I sat down and talked to those folks, I found out that they would like to have an exercise program for seniors, but they wanted more privacy, and they didn't really have the place for that. So we were able to use this grant to buy a 50-foot rolling wall. We could, I think they rolled it out every day and exercise behind it. And Thomas, when you and I get old enough, maybe you and I can go down and exercise with them. We both need it.
And we really don't want a whole lot of people gawking at us while we're doing that.
No, I certainly don't. And what we can do when we do our exercises down the floor, you can do yours, I'll help you up, and I can do mine, and you can help me up.
Okay.
Three Stars also sponsored a retiree recruitment committee that's been very active now for years. And they're beginning to look at the possibility of breaking out and forming a real retiree club kind of organization. So they can, matter of fact, that organization worked with you on the Christmas play.
Yes, they did.
This year. And they're doing some really good projects in Clay County. We have to look. We're continually losing population. All the northern border counties across Tennessee. I lived in Lake County out on the Mississippi River, and they're distressed like we are. I lived in Fentress County, and that's almost, that's just a thin strip. It's static, or it'd be on the border county. But these distressed counties, we're so far away from the interstate, it's so difficult to get industry to come out to us. And We need some real help from the state to do that. Our mayors in these three counties that I've lived in, I know those mayors have worked and worked hard to get that industry out away from the interstate and out where we are, so that our communities won't just eventually die away. Something like 90% of the new industry that's come to the state of Tennessee in the last so many years has been built within 10 miles of the interstate. And they just don't tend to bring it to us. They're going to build us good roads to get to work. But that's not what we're looking for here. What we have too many people who work in other places, and by the time they commute home to Salina, they're tired. They don't want to participate in the civic clubs. They don't want to be in PTA, and unless they got kids playing, they don't want to go to the ball game. We need badly for the state to help us. When you look around at the plants and the industry we have in this county, I don't think the state helped us get any of that. We pretty well recruited all that or grew it ourselves. But in the past decade, our workforce has been reduced by 600 people. 600 people. We had a meeting at the chamber this week and had the folks from TEC and the community colleges and Tennessee Tech and all these people were there. And it dawned on me that we're doing a great job with the kids that we have in school now. And then we don't have jobs here for them when they get that additional training. And somehow we've got to get across to industry that we've got good workers out in these rural areas, and we're recognizing that and recognizing the fact that we didn't have any industrial buildings. The ID board decided to buy some property and develop an industrial park, and they're in the process of doing that, but still a couple of years away from being having that completed. And recognizing that we have a pretty high unemployment rate, we decided to this year through the Three Star program to do a work at home project. And so we were able to put together a job center. The job center is located, and Jesse Lee Copeland's building behind his office on Dow Street back there.
Is that where the old Social Security folks used?
That's, I think Social Security, Human Services, some of those outfits were
there.
Were back in there. That's at 112 Donaldson Avenue. And in that building, we're doing a number of things. Some of the people who help people get jobs will be locating there on a regular basis, and you can come in and they can provide you counseling on how to find a job. We want to be able to provide some space. If you're an entrepreneur and you need broadband, we've got really fast broadband in that building. If you need workspace, we'll be able to work out a situation so you can have that for a very small charge, a lot less than it would cost you to get the same thing somewhere else. So if you're an entrepreneur out there and you've got an idea that you want to work on, if you'll get in contact with the job center, we'll be able to work with you. Now, in the job center, Judy Crow is in the process of training people to do call centers from home. And we've not started advertising it big. We're just getting it set up, and we're ready to forge ahead now. Julie is working with some clients right now. So if you're interested in doing a call center from home, Julie can work with you and get you the initial training and get you started toward having a job that you can do at home. And those jobs, I understand, from $11 an hour to the sky's the limit. They even have medical doctors online now. They have nurses online now. They have, right now, tax preparers are online. And I know some tax preparers make like $19-$20 an hour just preparing taxes online.
Well, you know, we hear our politicians talk, our state politicians and even national politicians talking about, you know, let's get broadband to all of these rural communities. Well, folks, we've had broadband for 30 years. Government folks, we need you to help us find ways to use that broadband.
We wrote a little grant, a $5,000 grant, to help pay for the broadband in our job center. At the top of the grant, in bold letters, I put, we have the broadband, now what? And that's the question. Not every community has this kind of broadband. I was in communication with Jonathan West just last night. Jonathan is about to make a trip up in eastern Kentucky where this call center operation is going big time, and look at what they're doing. We can be very thankful that Twin Lakes Telephone has done the job that they've done in bringing broadband to every home in their area. I found a list that had all these counties on it, and I thought it was recognizing them because they were broadband ready. Wrong. You didn't want to be on that list. We weren't on that list, and you didn't want to be on that list because they weren't broadband ready.
Well, you know, I do know with the phone company, I know it's going to be rolled out here before long. There's really some big-time expansion going on with them across the state line, some things that they've got in mind. So they've developed into a more of a regional. Tell you what, let's take a little short break, come back, and we'll wrap up here just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back, and we're looking at around the county in 30 seconds.
Around the county in 30 seconds? Let me throw a telephone number out there, Thomas. 243-2511. There's the job center. If you're interested in working with the an idea that you have and locating the job center, if you're interested in getting a job and want to talk to one of the counselors there, or if you are interested in maybe doing a call center from your home and want some training in that, then that's available at no charge to you. And again, the number is 243-2511. And the other thing that I didn't mention earlier, Thomas, is the strategic plan. We have a strategic plan now that we're working through. We have about half of that strategic plan done. The three-star program, the Chamber of Commerce, and the ECD board is ramrodding that three-star program.
Okay, and that's something that's very important, because that strategic plan is one of the first things anytime you look at a grant. They want to see your strategic plan and what you're planning on doing here in Clay County and Salina.
When we pull that out and show that to some people, it really impresses them. We got the Upper Cumberland Development District to assist us with that. They have an expert in about every community area, and they use their expertise to put together a really good strategic plan for us.
And that I believe TVA helped on that a little bit, didn't they?
They reached out to a lot of different agencies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, they have the cloud reach out and get them, don't they?
Now, what TVA likes to do is come in and do what's called a planning charrette, where you do all this stuff and use the little dots and vote on it. Well, that's not really a strategic plan.
But that has to develop.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what are we looking forward to real quickly on the next round? I know we've got a minute or so here to talk about 10 minutes of stuff.
The next round of three-star?
Yeah.
Lord, the state will tell us.
Okay.
They've got to the point now that they give us something to shoot at. This year was workforce development. And so that's the reason we're developing a workforce development kind of program. And I don't know what they'll come with next year. What we'd like to do is just continue a workforce development program of some kind. I know another community, distressed community, and I'm going to find out more about it as time goes on, but they're doing some real interesting work-at-home projects there with, of all things, jewelry.
Okay, I think we're about to run out of time. I've got time enough to announce that Sharon Hammonds has won the cake today. So, Sharon, you need to go over by the chamber and pick up your coupon. And I know, what about, have we got any three-star money that needs to be spent before July right now?
No, we could use some more. We could use some more. We've been able to get a whole lot of help from some other agencies. Cut me off when you have to, from some other agencies. We got thousands of dollars worth of office equipment from one outfit, and everybody thinks this is a good idea. We've even got a huge grant to help people who are out of a job. $100,000. Mayor Reagan is working with that one. But the problem is too many barriers to it. About the time you get ready to do something, you can't do that. It's not in the scope.
Well, we need to get an adjustable scope machine that we kind of control. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen out in radio land, I think we have come just about to the end of another Clay County Corner here, and we'd like to thank everyone that listened in this morning. Remind you, 6 o'clock this evening, that this will be rebroadcast, and it will be streamed live on the Del Isle Horizon site. Until then, I think we've got livestock all put back up here in the barn. The doors are about shut down. And with that, it's been a pleasure being here. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully again next week at WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.